Absolutely. I mean,
what the fuck are they talking about?
That's always the question. Do you know what my favorite thing is? And I have it in my notes for like us to do as an intro.
Uh-huh.
Is the Blues Traveler story.
What?
The Blues Traveler story.
Oh, the fact that I'm haunted by that band?
Yes.
And that song specifically?
Yeah, just Run Around by Blues Traveler. And it's so funny because every time you text me, you're just like, guess what I just heard.
The last time I heard it was in A.C. Moore.
The Poor Man's Michaels.
That was, hey, I like A.C. Moore. As I am a poor man. That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So that was pretty recently, but I hadn't heard it for a long time. So I guess it's signifying something.
I think it was just letting you know that it was back. Hey, I haven't forgotten about you.
Once upon a midnight dreary. The other funny thing is that I've loved that song since I was a child.
A wee lass.
And then one time I told my mom that I was haunted by it, and she was like, oh, that takes me back, blah, blah, like something about when she was pregnant with me. But like, I don't know if that timeline matches up. I don't know if she's like thinking of the correct song.
You remember that time we got into not even an argument, you were just determined that that song was older than it is?
Yeah, what?
I was like,
I don't even remember what the verdict was.
Well, it's from the 90s. I said it was from the 90s, and you were
what
just
like...
What
did I say? The 70s?
You're just like, no, it's way older. I'm like, no, it's from the 70s.
No, the
90s. Or the 90s, my bad. Specifically, because I remember watching it on on VH1 when they did, like, some kind of 90s one-hit wonders special or something.
Mm.
And they did, like, 100 singles, and they counted down, and it was one of... I think
one
it was
of
like,
the singles.
Yeah. It was I think it was in like the 20s or something, and I was just like, well, it is a good song.
Even, is it though?
I think you've just been haunted by it for so long that you've
what if we did a spin-off podcast where we just listened to One Hit Wonders and we were like, is this a good song though? having no musical background at all. Is this really our intro?
Yes.
This entire conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yikes.
Welcome back to It's 2 a.m. I'm Chad.
I'm Grace.
Today we're going to be talking about animated series.
Cartoons.
Yes.
Cartoons. Can we get a little soundbite of the,
The cartoon.
Cartoons out. Well, I just did it, so.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't even know if we need it now.
I just did a spot-on impression of it, so.
Yeah, you don't even, like, you can probably just turn this off now. Like, that's it.
Yeah, good, I guess.
Pack it up. Back.
We're over.
So, I guess the first one we can talk about, do you want to talk about Futurama?
Yeah.
So, I love Futurama.
Yes.
I remember when it originally aired back on Fox, and I was like, this is a great show.
Yeah. I don't remember if I watched all of it from the beginning or like what I watched. I definitely watched it while it was airing, and maybe it was even like when it was on Comedy Central. No, because that was that recently?
Ish. It was definitely within like the last 5 years.
Yeah. No, I definitely watched it a lot when it was airing and also reruns.
Yeah.
But it was, and then it was one of the first shows that when I started buying DVD sets of shows, it was one of the first shows that I got, like, all the sets of.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I remember when I watched it, I just remember, like, it being nothing like anything else I had seen on TV before. Like, it was from the creators of Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And freaking ironically, or I don't even know if it's ironic or not, but it's like The Simpsons is still on and Futurama got canceled. So, I mean, I don't know what that tells you.
Well, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons as a child, or not like allowed, but like every time it would come on, my mom would be like, meh, and change the channel. So I had never seen The Simpsons growing up. So I think when I like discovered Futurama, I was like, I don't know, I suddenly found the magic of what everybody else loved about The Simpsons, I think.
Ah.
Because it's, I feel like they have the same vibe where it's, like, really, really goofy and then sort of ends with, like, a actually really heartfelt lesson most of the time.
Yeah. Of course, when you said that, I immediately thought about the Seymour episode, which isn't, like, heartfelt, it's just heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's heartfelt. And the one where, the other end of the episode where Leela finds out she's a mutant or whatever, and not an alien, and then it's like a montage at the end of her parents like taking care of her from under the sewers. It's amazing. That's also really heartfelt.
Yeah, that was a great heartfelt episode. Of course, when you said that, I don't know why I immediately thought about that episode where they were like superheroes.
Oh,
like,
that's. Love that one.
I don't know why. I just thought about like the zookeeper villain who like kept stealing stuff. Like, who's it? Like that? I remember there was like this random elephant. It was just like an elephant that never forgets to kill.
That was the other great thing about that show. It's so many good like one-liners and like one-off things. I mean, Bender basically became a meme, I feel like.
Very true. I love Bender. Like, he's very meme-worthy. I have tons of, I'm sure I have, like, tons of GIFs that, like, have him in them. Like, I love the ones, like, the one where he's, like, with the robot prostitutes, and they were just like, "We love you, Ben," and he's like, "Shut up, baby, I know."
Oh, my God.
Also the one where he's just like, he's like, "I feel so bad, I wish everyone else were dead."
Yeah, he has a lot of good ones. He definitely has, like, the best lines. But when I was, like, growing up, I'm doing air quotes.
I like how you always signify when you're doing air quotes.
Yeah, I have to say it. People can't see me.
It's true.
And I also want to tell you all that my hair looks beautiful today. When I was, like, watching it as a young person, I definitely, like, wanted to be Leela. Like, I wanted to be her. And I think she's the reason I was obsessed with purple hair for so long.
Mm.
And I've had purple hair several times. So I guess, you know, mission accomplished on that one.
Very true.
I don't have one eye yet, but, you know, we'll see.
I mean, I can poke one out for you.
Okay, thanks. Let's do it live on the podcast.
Like they suggested on this show.
Tonight.
Where it's just like, oh, what was it? It was Fry being hung up on Leela, and then Bender was just like, I'll never find another Cyclops. And he was just like, no, just meet a good girl with two eyes and then poke one out. Yeah. And I'm just like, true friendship.
True friendship. I'll poke her eye out for you.
Really giving you suggestions. I really love the, there are just so many aspects of that show that were, like, to love, like, the, what was it, Hercules, the, is it Hercules or Hermes?
Hermes.
My bad,
Hercules.
Hermes.
Why yeah, Hermes.
Hermes, the, like, Jamaican, what was he, an accountant?
Yeah, he was an accountant. He was, like, their business guy.
Yeah, I love the episode where they went to, like, the Bureau of
Yeah. And he did Limbo. His wife is the funniest character, because she's, like, 7 feet tall.
I know. She's, like, a true Amazon.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah, he's great. I think it's just in general, like,
you know, boy.
We'll talk... Well, like, I mean, talk about ensemble casts. That was, like, really a good ensemble cast, even though it, like, really started out on Fry.
Yeah.
I feel like all the characters very much became main characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over the course of the show. I mean, especially since they got into, like, more seasons than I think they expected, and so they just started doing, like, other storylines about other people.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, what's Amy's childhood like? Like, well, we didn't care, but now we care.
Actually, I think, wasn't it in the first season where they went to the moon?
Yeah, probably. But
where they showed the bugalo.
You know what I mean.
The bugalo.
The bugalo. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess that was the first season.
And that monkey that was, like, really smart.
Oh, yeah, no, they go to Mars University.
Oh, yeah, that's
And then that's where you meet Amy's parents, the Wongs of Mars.
And they did, like, a whole, like, native storyline thing with, like, I think it was, like, with the Martian natives.
Yeah.
Where they're, like, basically
Yeah, that was the Americans. Same thing. That was the Bugalo.
Yeah. There was just so much that happened on Mars.
So much that happened on Mars.
It's very true.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of like, classics of that show.
Like, the,
really classic episodes.
Like, the Santa Claus robot.
Yeah.
Like, I still, to this day, want to have, like, I almost don't want to say it out loud because I don't want anyone to steal my party concept, but I'm like, I want to have a Christmas party where it's, like, the robot.
I don't want anyone Futurama. To steal my party concept.
Well, I mean, they're going to listen to this and be like, oh, it's a great Christmas party idea. It's like, well, yeah.
No,
like,
one is going to say that.
What? A robot? Like, someone dressed up as, like, Santa Claus coming in like a freaking terrorist.
You are the only person. The only person. Tweet at us if you would like to steal Chad's party idea.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure we'll get a lot of them. They're just, like, stolen. Or I'll just get, they won't even tell me that. I'll just get an invite to their Christmas party and then I'll just be seething on the other end of my computer.
Death Santa Christmas party invite. But yeah, Futurama, definitely one of my faves. And a little bit, you know, a little bit nostalgic.
Yeah.
Very much.
Definitely at this point.
Yeah.
Are there any ships on that show aside from, like, Fry and Leela?
Well, here's the funny thing about that. I just love how we, like, turned into a shipping podcast. Low-key. When I was watching it as a kid, or teenager, or whatever, I definitely shipped Fry and Leela. I was like, yes, this is, oh my god, they're meant to be together, like, blah, 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 whatever. Watching it as an adult, I'm like, I really don't care. Like, they're great together.
Mm.
But yeah. I don't know why I was, like, so into it as a child. I guess I was just like
well, they kinda,
rooting for love.
Well, they really kinda set it up very well where it's like you get why they would be a good match. Mm-hmm. Especially since he, like, has so much adoration for her. Like, he loves her for who she is and appreciates her as, like, this very strong female character.
Yeah, and he was actually respectful of her, I feel like, for the most part. You know, like, those usual couples of, like, the guy being into the girl, but she's, like, too tough and doesn't want to be into him at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then he keeps pursuing her. I felt like he was actually very respectful of her. And really, like, they were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from being, like, a will they, won't they. They had, in general, a really good dynamic.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I guess the only other ship would be, like, Kif and Amy.
Oh my god, yeah, Kif and Amy, that's true. They're the best.
Which was a funny, they were, like, a funny foil to Fry and Leela.
What do you mean?
Well, because, like, Kif is so, what's the word? Soft.
I was gonna say an alien.
Well, he is, but he's, like, very soft.
Yeah.
In general. Like, physically and also, like, in his interaction with the world.
Yeah, he's very, yeah, sensitive, I guess.
Yeah, there we go. That's the word. Sensitive.
Yeah.
I was like, why did I say soft? Well, yeah. He's
soft boy.
Yeah, I like that term, soft boy.
Yeah, no, I love Kif and Amy.
Yeah, I like when she was, like, really into, what was it? Surfing or something?
Surfing?
Like, it was like surfboarding, but it was like a hoverboard type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then they, like,
hoverboards, yeah.
And then her and Kif were gonna get married, and then they converted it into an ironing board, and then she got really mad. And then she went to go save him, but she was on it, and it still looked like an ironing board.
Oh, Okay, yeah, I do know what you're talking about now.
That was funny.
Oh my god.
There's just a lot of great bits on that show, like the robot devil.
The, yeah. Bits.
Beelzebot.
Yes. Oh my god. How could we not mention the robot devil? Such a good one.
I know. I mean, he's basically the fifth friend.
You mean the seventh?
Whatever. He's the fifth friend. Look, I don't know how many friends there are. I only have two.
I don't know how many friends there are. Yeah, so anything else about Futurama?
No, I guess rating.
That was... Rating. Well, I feel like in this episode, honestly, we're only going to talk about stuff we love.
True. So let's just abandon the rating system at this
point.
5 out of 5
for everything. 5 out of 5.
5s out of 5. 5s across the board.
5 out of 5 5s. next on the list.
What?
We will time jump a little bit to more modern things and talk about Over the Garden Wall, which is an interesting series because it's a mini series and yes. It kind of is its own. It's like a movie. It's like a little movie mm-hmm. that you watch in parts.
Yeah, it really is.
I watch it every October.
As one should.
Sometimes earlier than that. I try to watch it, you know, like in October, but sometimes...
You can't wait.
You just gotta watch Over the Garden Wall. Sometimes you just gotta rewatch it for the 8th time and just...
Jam out.
Cry about Elijah Wood's voice.
it's really a great series, and I love the way that they, like, kind of seamlessly put it together, especially after... because I have, like, the art book for it, so, like...
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, a breakdown of the original, like, pitch Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Where the creator was, like, he wrote out...
Was it always meant to be a miniseries?
Yeah, so okay. I think it was always intended to be a miniseries, but, like, the original episode and concept were, like, a little different.
Okay.
So, the original concept, I believe, is they were on, like, a like, they accidentally took a train to, like... Like, uh-huh. beyond.
Okay.
Or something like that, and they ended up in, like, the land of the dead, basically. And yeah. they have to figure out how to get back.
There is a little homage to that. When they're, and I think in the last episode, when a train goes by.
Yeah.
And you see, like, a flash of them falling in the river.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think there's a lot of, like, aspects of that, especially with, like, the episode with the pumpkin people.
Oh my god, I love that episode.
It's so funny, so and then, like, so unsettling at the same time. Especially when you get to, like, the end of the episode and he was just like, you'll join me eventually, and I'm like, okay, bye.
Yep, we're all gonna die someday, that is a truth.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, giant pumpkin. from Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I have the DVD. Of it, and the original little short is on there, and I think that's what that episode is based off of. Like, it's the closest to that episode.
Yeah, Tome of the Unknown, I think that's what it was called. Yeah, the original, like, concept for the episodes is vaguely different, because I think the villain was intended to be the actual hunt, like, intended to be the huntsman, and then they complete. And I was reading through a little bit of the interview with the creator, and he was just like, "Oh yeah, he changed the idea to the beast later on, because he was just like, I wanted to keep it more ominous, especially with like the design for the beast. It's like it's almost scarier because you don't know what it looks like. It's just a voice in the dark.
Yes, no, the beast is an amazing villain." Remember that pumpkin you had the beast's face painted on it? Was that it?
Yeah.
And then it, like, slowly, dilapidated and rotted, that pumpkin.
And then I threw it off the balcony.
It was really scary. I didn't as like we all, it.
As I always do with any kind of pumpkin.
Throw it off the balcony.
You remember that time we threw it out of your, like, dorm window?
Oh yeah, we did throw pumpkins out of my dorm window.
That was really funny.
That was very
funny.
You
threw it out and you were just like, close the window! They can't know that it was me.
I had several incidences with pumpkins during my college years. What a wild time that was.
Very pumpkin-filled.
Yeah, I got written up once because of it, because I left a pumpkin outside of my apartment door when I was a junior sophomore.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They're like, get your pumpkin.
Yeah, they like called me and my interview, me and my roommates in for like one-on-one interviews. It was about the pumpkin, and I was just
that
like...
That seems unnecessarily serious for a pumpkin.
Yeah, it was very funny, just because I left it there and
I would,
left
like,
it to
I feel
rot.
Like at the end, I would have been like, did you seriously call me in for this?
Oh my god.
This is like...
It was very funny.
This is what you would call a waste of resources.
Pretty much. They had nothing better to do, I guess. I don't know. It was like, people are probably smoking weed somewhere, and you're like, a pumpkin. But yeah. Anyway. Tomb of the Unknown. Tome of the Unknown?
Mm-hmm.
What does tome mean? Like a bell?
It's a book.
Oh.
It's like a book.
I don't know why I was thinking bell.
It's like a thick book.
Oh, okay. The more you know. Yeah, Over the Garden Wall, I think my favorite aspect of it and why I rewatch it, like, twice a year, is it just, like, really is such this little magical world that you go into. It, like, really, it kind of reminds me of, like, reading books when you were younger. And, yeah. Like, you know, like, when you first read, well, you've never read Harry Potter, but, like, when you're, like, 10 and you're reading Harry Potter and it's just this, like, little magical world that is just all yours. And that's what Over the Garden Wall feels like to me. Because it's just such a little atmospheric, and it's so fall-like, and...
Yeah. I do love that. Also, I think my favorite thing that I love from the... I'm trying to remember, like, my favorite part of Over the Garden Wall.
Like, the whole thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that stands out in my mind is, like, you know I'm gonna talk about the fucking peacock.
Oh, yeah! Oh, the peacock.
That reminds me so much of you. Like, it literally just bursts through the window and just screams. And I was like, that is 1,000% you.
That is me. That's me. I like to burst into rooms and scream. That's a great episode, though. That episode, I think, is my favorite. And then also the one where they... Is it the episode before the finale where they flash back?
Oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
Yeah, that's my other one, because I fucking adore a flashback, man. If it's well done and if it's well placed, like, when you, like, I just love the story structure of, like, okay, we're gonna tell a bunch of stuff that's happening and you didn't really know how you got there, but we're gonna, like, tell this part of the story, and then you flash back to how they got there. I just love that. I just love that so much.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Because it was very well placed and very well done.
Exactly.
Also, the, like, talking horse.
Love the talking horse. Fred Staller, or whatever that voice actor's name is. It was, he's like, been in a lot of stuff.
Weren't they, like, suggesting stealing or something?
Yeah, he's like, I want to steal.
It's like, you're a free horse now. We should ask him what he wants to do. I want to steal. And I'm like, ah, yes.
I love him.
Relatable content.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a good one. It's a good little, I mean, it's just, you know, it's only, what, an hour and 20 minutes, not even?
Yeah, I think so, all together.
Yeah. Go watch it. It's so, if you have not seen it, it's a magical little
experience. It's on Hulu. It's a delightful time.
It is on Hulu. And Elijah Wood. Guys, Elijah Wood is all I have to say. And the other thing I will have to say is Melanie Lynskey, because she's my mom.
I do love an Elijah Wood. He's a little cutie.
He's a little bean.
He's, like, so tiny.
Remember when I talked
so
about
adorable.
Putting Liam Hemsworth? No, who are we talking about that I wanted to put in my pocket?
Well,
Josh Hutcherson.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, wasn't Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, fuck Liam Hemsworth. Josh Hutcherson would put in my pocket.
Oh my god, I also love him.
Yeah, Elijah Wood.
Him and his little blockhead.
Definitely want to put in my pocket. I just want an Elijah Wood in my pocket at all times.
A little pocket wood.
Oh no.
Well, anyway, moving on immediately.
Moving on .org. Wait, we didn't do I ship this.
Too late. It's already been ruined.
Beatrice and Mark should have been together. Okay, that's all I have to say.
I already said pocket wood and I ruined it, so we have to leave now.
Pocket wood! Please go read my Beatrice Wirt fanfiction on AO3.net. Thank you.
Okay.
This has been an advertisement for AO3. Again.
So, I think the next thing I want to talk about is definitely Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Yes.
Currently
airing show.
Yes.
That I have not caught up with quite.
Recurring
theme of me not being up to date with TV shows.
Well, I mean, it's a little understandable, especially when, like, the episodes are kind of infrequent. Like, it's not as infrequent as Steven Universe.
And it's not streaming on Hulu, so...
It's true, they stopped, like, updating it for a while. But I think it's because the third season isn't, like, concluded, so they can put it on there. Because the first two seasons are on there.
Yes.
But, yeah. The third season's been kind of long. Well, I think the third season is over, and they're in the fourth season now, but I'm not...
Oh. Fucking put it up on Hulu. What the fuck?
I mean...
At really. Hulu.
At Disney XD. Get it together. Which, you know, is not what you want to be.
I just love that the XD is that face. Like, one of the, like, emoji faces that we all used to do before emojis.
The primitive emoji.
Love it.
Tragic.
Yeah, Star vs. Evil is definitely... Or Star vs. the Forces of Evil is definitely what is a really good, I feel like, modern cartoon. Because I feel like I hear a lot of people being like, oh, cartoons were so much better when we were kids, you know? But it's like, no, that's your nostalgia talking. There's a lot of good stuff on right now that is not Adventure Time.
True.
Because there's 18,000 seasons of that.
And I've seen all of them.
You sound so tired. And I've seen all of them.
It was a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I only care about Marceline and Bubblegum being lesbians.
I mean...
Do I ship this?
That's kind of the only important part, let's be real.
But Star vs. Evil is an example of, like, how cartoons are just as good these days.
Yes.
And enjoyable as adults, even though they're for kids. Technically.
I mean, it also does kind of play on nostalgia because it's part of that magical girl trope.
True.
And it... There are a lot of references to, like, old school anime.
Yes.
With, well, for one, Sailor Moon, because there's, like...
Her wand, obvious.
Her wand, and then there's also, like, a direct character who looks almost exactly like Sailor Moon, except with purple hair.
Oh, right! Yeah, the one voiced by Amy Sedaris, isn't she voiced by...
Yeah, and then she, like, hulks out every once in a while and just has, like, giant muscles. And I'm like... What's happening?
I love it.
It's just like she just has giant muscles and can fly and also shoot lasers or something. I'm just like, okay, this is a lot.
Love it.
But I remember when it first started airing, or at least when I first heard about it, because I think the only thing is I had seen the first episode had been out or the pilot or something, and I remember watching it and I loved the theme song immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Oh, yeah.
That...
Good theme song.
Talk about a theme song that slaps. That one definitely does.
Theme songs that slap.
Star
a playlist versus. On Spotify. By chat.
Coming to you soon. It's gonna be full of anime songs. I'm just gonna
it's
warn
gonna
you.
It's gonna be the Naruto theme over and over again. For
Naruto? You mean Full Metal Alchemist? Larkin Seal?
No, what was...
Ready, steady, and we're back.
What was the Naruto one that was so funny? It was like...
I don't know.
You remember it?
I don't know. It's the one that people always reference.
Yeah, exactly.
The one's like, diddy. Is it that one?
Maybe. If you know what I'm talking about.
It has like that tune.
Tweet at us. What were we talking about?
Star.
Yeah, no, I know what part about it.
Oh, I was talking about the theme song.
Yeah. It does slap. That was the conclusion of that.
Yeah.
You introduced me to this show, so I think we watched... Yeah, definitely. I think we watched it together. We watched a good portion of it together.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around, where you had, like, started watching it on Hulu and was like...
Wait, really?
I feel like I thought that's what it was. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Who knows?
We can't remember who started watching which show.
Well, either way, we both are watching it.
Yeah. Do I ship this?
I like how you immediately went to that. I was gonna mention how this show has, like, a really cool progressing storyline.
It does. That's very true. That's a good point about it, because it is episodic, for sure. It definitely, like, fits within that, like, 11-minute format that cartoons traditionally do, but it also has a really good continuing storyline, and especially, I think, in the latest season where... Or was that the latest season where we're on
Muni?
Muni for a while.
Yeah, I think that was, like, season 3.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
because,
like... That's
what I've seen.
It was, like, when Toffee comes back or something like that. Yeah.
Toffee voiced by Michael C. Hall. Iconically.
I mean, it's appropriate. Like, it's pretty good. The name doesn't sound very threatening, but you see the character and you're just like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, Toffee. That's true.
Yeah, Toffee doesn't sound like a threatening name. But
he's like a dark lizard. He's like a...
Yeah, an immortal lizard who can't fucking die. Like, they have to use a special spell to try and, like, kill him.
Yeah.
And even then, she only, like, chops off one of his fingers.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, a finger. I was thinking his hand got chopped off. But, yeah, he's really good villains, and I love the first main villain. What's his name?
Oh, Ludo?
Yeah, Ludo. I love Ludo being, like, a crazy villain, and then just, like, low-key, they're having a little bit of a redemption arc for him, and, like, just, like, kind of twisting his character a little bit to show... Like, I think they show his family at some point.
Oh, yeah, I love that, because they, because there's the whole, I'm trying to remember how they do it exactly, like, I'm trying to pinpoint it 100% exact, because it's so good, where he, like, they do show his family, but they essentially explain why he is the way he is, in the sense that he wants to... establish, or take over the kingdom of Muni or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's because essentially the Mumins, as they're referred to,
mm-hmm.
frickin' conquered them first.
Yeah.
It's like they overthrew his family, who are like actual, they were like monster royalty, and they were there first. So there's like these really cool dynamics that they play with, especially for a children's show, where it's just like,
yeah, the whole like racial sort of
racial tensions and
divide with like monsters versus humans, and it's like, oh, should we trust monsters? It's kind of like, it's a little bit over the top, but it is a kid show.
Yeah, it's like colonization and like gentrification, basically.
Yeah, which is cool. I think we should have that shit in kid shows, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they have to make the connection and relate it to real history, but...
True.
It's a cool concept to introduce, you know, like, stay woke.
Yeah. Hashtag stay woke child.
Stay woke 8-year-olds. Who have no concept of the world yet.
Who have no concept of being awake.
Of being awake.
I'm wide awake.
All right.
Katy Perry? What are you doing here?
Is that Katy Perry?
Yeah,
I hate that song.
She just ran through the room. You did not see her? The spirit of Katy Perry?
Oh, I'm sorry. There she is. Hi, Katy. She's hanging upside down on my ceiling right now.
Because she's a bat?
She's part spider. She's weaving a web for her to sleep in.
Charlotte's web.
Good night, Katy. Katie's Web. coming this fall to Disney XD.
See, you say that as a joke, but now I feel like it's gonna happen. Like, we're gonna turn around, and next thing you know...
Disney XD producers, tweet at me.
Yeah, give her her royalty check, because she definitely came up with it first.
Katie's Web. She's a pop star at night, and during the day, she's a spider! Actually, the other way around.
It's like an insane version of Hannah Montana.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna write this. This is good. Copyright. 2018. Yeah, Star Versus. Do I ship this?
I knew you were gonna go there.
Well, because we talked about it in the fanfic episode, how I really thought that Star and Marco was gonna be, like, the top ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on AO3 to see what the fans were up to, and it was Marco and Tom.
Which was hilarious.
Which I love.
I also do.
I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm on board with that also, because there's a lot of tension there, and they had that whole episode where they were like, we're friends, kind of now, for a second, and that was a fun time.
I mean, it was very gay, though.
I enjoy villain dynamics.
True.
So,
queer-coded villains.
Queer-coded villains. Ugh, love them.
God love them.
God love them. Doing the Lord's work. my other ship is, gosh, what is the girl that Marco liked? Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other girl who's, like, clearly a lesbian.
Oh, I forget what her name is, but yes.
Yeah, they should be together. They're fantastic.
I can't wait for that to happen, because that side she's, plot. Like, full on. Absolutely. Like, she's definitely absolutely a lesbian. And Jackie
skateboards, so she's at least bisexual. If you skateboard, you are bisexual. I don't make the rules.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, the girl, one of the girls I know that skateboards, she's definitely bisexual, so...
Bisexual.
Yeah, so these are hard facts, y'all.
These are some rock facts right here. Yeah, I think if you're gonna give a modern, currently airing kids show a chance, definitely Star Versus. Definitely as a modern cartoon.
Absolutely.
Because I do think you're right, for our age group, there are definitely callbacks to, like, old cartoons and anime that we probably grew up with, so...
Yeah. Also, that particular show skews older, like, it skews more towards tweens.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's on Disney XD, which is their kind of tween channel.
Yeah. Speaking of skateboarding.
Speaking of tweens, let's talk about good old Steven Universe.
Yes.
Who is 14, which is technically, well, that's like a teen, not a tween.
That is officially a teen, yes. I believe 14 is considered you're out of tweendom.
Out of tweendom.
Oh, speaking of actual lesbians, I guess, this is a good one to talk about with...
Lesbian Space Rocks?
Lesbians. Lesbian Space Rocks. My band name.
Honestly, it's a good band name.
Yeah, true.
Don't steal that either.
Don't steal any of our ideas. There is intellectual copyright on all of these things. Especially Katie's Web, which is coming to Disney XD this fall. So catch that, tweens.
It's following reruns of Caitlyn's Way.
Tweens, tweet at us.
Tweens, tweet at me.
I can't even say it. Tweens, tweet at me.
But yeah, Lesbian Space Rocks.
No, I'm obsessed with Pearl. Like, that was my takeaway, because I binged Steven Universe, and then, oh, that's one that you actually did introduce me to.
Mm.
Not introduce me to, like, I knew what it was, but you, like, gave me all the episodes, and you were like, here's this.
And was like, watch this,
yeah.
But with a very strong suggestion behind it.
Yes. And then I didn't really stay caught up with it. Is it over? What?
No.
Did it go off?
It's just so infrequent when they
okay.
do episodes.
Gotcha.
And It's like one of the most frustrating things. Like, I think one of my favorite things that I saw on Tumblr was like, there was, I think it was a post and it had like the release schedule of Steven Universe episodes. Yeah. And then the caption was just like, no wonder those fans are always so mad. I'm like, yeah, like they'll release like a whole week of episodes. They released like a week, like a full week of episodes in like, on like January or something, and then they like won't do any episodes for like 8 months. You're just like, what's going, what happened?
Cartoon Network, get it together.
It's like, how long did it take to do this? And I'm like, part of me is this like, I know they have a huge fan base, mm-hmm. so they like, it'll stay on the air as long as the fans watch it and they can create the episodes. But at the same time, I'm just like, is Cartoon Network trying to force it off the air? Question mark.
Yeah. I feel like question mark.
I feel like they're doing, like, a Legend of Korra.
Where, did they force that off the air?
I think so.
I didn't watch that either.
They did, like, that they did in one of the latter seasons, I think. It was, like, they moved it onto their streaming platform. Mm-hmm. So you had to, like, stream.
Okay.
Which no one was gonna do because it wasn't like on an actual streaming platform.
Right.
Like,
oh yeah, I hate when
it's like
networks do that.
It's on nick.com. Yeah. You have to like log in with your service provider. I'm like, are you serious?
Are you 18 or older?
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Anything that requires extra steps like that, I'm like, no, I'm
not
doing
true.
It. I'm like, I'll just suffer. It's fine.
Yeah, life. Yeah, I did binge it and then didn't really keep up with it, like I said. So I never really actually watched it while it was airing, but I feel like it's a good bingeable show. It's a really, like, quick, easy watch, and it's sort of similar to Star in that it does follow the 11-minute thing, episodic format very well, but it also has a really good continuing storyline that you can follow, and it's like well done and very interesting and in depth, and there's a lot of levels to it, and there's a lot of like, I really like when they show different perspectives of things happening. And
also it has great music.
Yeah, it has fantastic music, almost as good as the classic Phineas and Ferb.
Gotta get busted. Now, talk about
musical,
a song that slaps.
Cartoons. Talk about a slapper.
I do love that song. Yeah. I saw a post the other day that was talking about that, Take a Hint from Victorious. And like, yeah, what was the third song? It was something else. And it was just like, they're like, they're all in a league of their, like, these songs are on a level of their own. And I'm like, yes. You know what? You're right.
You're right.
I think Steven Universe, like, something that I love about Steven Universe is the way that they... bless you.
So sorry.
Is the way that they deal with, like, gender and stuff. Mm. Especially when they're, like...
No, it's pretty solid representation.
Yeah.
In general of, like, that sort of thing.
Actually, just pretty solid representation, ahead, yeah. of, like, completely across the board. Because mm-hmm. there's great representation of gender... different gender identities, mm-hmm. different body shapes, mm-hmm. because all of the gems have different body, like, mm-hmm. body types.
People of color.
Yeah, people of color, mm-hmm. because there's Connie, who is the love interest, basically. Mm-hmm. And
love
she's
Connie.
Yeah, she's Indian. Fantastic. I love the Maheshwarans. Like, the mom who's, like, a doctor and a hard ass, I'm just, like, mm-hmm. so funny because mm-hmm. I'm just, like, so believable. I believe it 1,000%.
So accurate.
She's just, like, my mom won't let me do this. And she's just, like, Connie, come on. Also, I don't even know what the dad does. I don't think they ever really say what the dad. I mean, he's kind of a non-factor, honestly. It's just, like, Mr. Maheshwaran, I mean, he exists and they're married, but, you know... It's all about Connie's mom.
Yeah, no, she's great. She's a good character.
Also, I love just all of the different ways that they incorporate the gemstones. Like, mm-hmm. the different gems and stuff. Like, whenever they introduce new ones and they're, like, so vastly different.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, how they sort of build that, do that character building with, like,
yeah.
new gems, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel like there's not much I can say about Steven Universe aside from it's great and you should watch it.
That's the takeaway. Stay away from anything about it on the internet, though. Because
it's very true.
Those fans be crazy.
Yeah, they're some pretty rabid fans.
I don't know, like, what happened there where it was like, oh, what a good show with great representation of, like, all sorts of different things and magical things, and then it was just like all of a sudden it was like, if you don't headcanon Pearl as asexual, I'll knife you. Like, what happened there?
It's like, where are you getting these knives? No, what's really funny,
children, where are you getting these knives?
What's really funny is I swear I saw, like, maybe I didn't see a post, I like heard this and I was like, I don't remember who said this. But they were talking about, it was definitely a queer person.
Okay.
But they were talking about, like, how hurt people lash out or something.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, like, what was it specifically? I wish I could tell you specifically what the reference was.
No fact checking.
But, they were talking about how, like, hurt people, like, people who are marginalized and underrepresented, yeah, and they identify with, like, certain characters or whatever on TV, and then, like, they become, like, hyper-protective of them. Oh, I think it was I think it was one of the queens from Drag Race, and they were talking about why the fans are so... Oh, I think it was Aja, actually. I was watching an Aja thing.
The journey of you remembering this has been one to watch.
It's a total recall moment, honestly. But she was talking about how Drag Race fans are underrepresented and marginalized and whatnot. Like, and then they see these drag queens on TV or whatever, and they identify with them and become very protective of them and like lash out at anyone who like does anything negative towards them. Yeah. And it's just like.
And well, I guess that could be said for, like, any show that gets, like, a really large following. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously, like, what, like, people are identifying with the characters.
Yeah.
So.
I think that was really what it was, especially because I remember seeing a couple of people on Tumblr talking about how they identified with Stevani and how, like, Stevani was depicted as, like,
non-binary.
And they were like, I'm non-binary and I really see myself in this character and whatnot. And I'm just like, okay, that's cool, but my real question is, do you see yourself with shoes? Because that bitch is never wearing shoes for some reason. Like,
she don't need shoes.
Okay,
all right. She's wearing a tank over a t-shirt shoes
with shorts.
With shorts, she's making it work.
Okay, I don't have any problem with that. What bothers me...
We're also saying she.
Yeah.
We just said it's a 9-foot non-binary character and we're...
I didn't say she. You said she.
Yeah,
I have just been sitting here.
All right. Whoa! Woo!
Yeah, what, I remember... Well, because the characters, when they fuse together, it's usually, like, whatever they're wearing is, like, a combination of whatever the two before were wearing, or it's, like, a new outfit.
Yes.
But with Stevani, it's, like, a combination of their two clothes, like, their two outfits or whatever.
Yes.
But...
Hence, and they Tank were, and T.
Yeah, but they were both wearing shoes, and then somehow Stevani does not have shoes. God. And I'm just like, that's what bothers me. I'm just like...
Out of anything on this show.
That's gonna be the only... I want to meet Rebecca Sugar
one day. Rebecca Sugar, tweet at us.
And then I'm just gonna be like...
Explain why Stevani doesn't have any shoes.
Why does she have any fucking shoes?
Oh, you just said she...
Why doesn't Stevani have any shoes? There, I will just address...
Why don't they
shoes? Them by their name. Yes. There we go. Zeezer.
Stay woke, 8-year-olds. I'm trying to, like, make catchphrases for myself so I can put them on t-shirts.
Honestly, I love that one.
What?
I love that one, just on a t-shirt. You're walking around, stay woke, 8-year-olds.
That shit would be sold at Urban Outfitters.
Honestly,
let's be real.
It would kill. They sell pure garbage.
I want a shirt that says, "Do I ship this?" Guys, we're gonna get merch. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, buy the shirts that say "Stay woke, 8-year-olds." Do you also want to talk about Adventure Time? Or wait, do do we want to do I Ship This first with Steven Universe? There's just so many ships on that show, though, in general.
I feel like I was compelled by the love stories, but I don't know that I really shipped anyone. I'm doing air quotes. I guess Steven and Connie, I love them together.
Yeah, I think
they're a cute little couple.
Yeah. Also Garnet as the fusion between like Sapphire and
Ruby. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Two lesbian space rocks together in an immortal hug.
Love it. In an immortal hug. Jesus Christ.
That's how it's been described. It's very funny because I was like,
I love that so much.
What a descriptor.
I love the love triangle of what's Steven's dad's name?
Greg.
Of Greg and Rose and Pearl. It's so great. And I do love Greg and Rose.
I think love that episode when they fuse together and they show rainbow quartz in. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Because they do this, like, very sensual dance, and Pearl is just very much, like, side-eyeing him, like, this is my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, I don't know what's happening, but okay.
Oh, Pearl.
Yeah, so who really got played in that scenario?
Rose, because she died. Because she got pregnant. Don't get pregnant, kids. That's another one for the shirts.
Stay woke, 8-year-olds.
And then on the back, don't get pregnant, kids.
Like, that's already too much. Too much information for an 8-year-old to process.
Love it. Yes, Steven Universe ships. That's really it. That's what I have to say about that.
I can agree with that.
There's nothing else. I know that there's, like, again, some crazy fans be out there, like, shipping some things, but,
fans,
you know.
Fans be shipping.
Fans be shipping.
That's also another shirt.
Yeah, I mean.
Fans be shipping.
But
it's actually a picture of a fan shipping a box. Like an anthropomorphic fan shipping a box.
That's so good.
It's exactly what you think it looks like.
I love it.
Yeah, let's talk about Adventure Time.
Okay.
Come on, grab your friends.
I just remembered, you know, when I started to watch Adventure Time was, I guess, senior year of high school. And it was very, like, meaningful to me in a weird way. But also regular show was also meaningful to me. So, you know, that should tell you what mental state I was in at the time. But Adventure Time, definitely another one that I watched a bunch of and then just stopped. And like I said before, there are 80 million episodes.
Yeah, as someone who has watched it all from start to, not to full finish because it's not wrapped up yet. It's ending this summer, like, I think it's next month that they're doing their, like, two-hour finale or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It might be an hour, I have no idea. It's hard to tell these days. But, as someone who's watched it from the beginning all the way up to season 10, basically, it's definitely been a ride. The earlier seasons are, like, there's a lot of cool story stuff that they follow throughout. Like, the storyline with the Lich is so cool. I love that storyline. Because the Lich will just come back and back and back and back. And
is that, like, a villain?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's, like, the main villain. And I really don't know how to describe him per se, other than he's just, like, very evil.
Okay.
Like, because I've read the series Bible.
Is it, like, an entity?
Yeah, he's similar to the Beast.
The Beast,
kind
yeah,
of.
I was
yeah.
gonna say.
But he's, like, an evil wizard entity or something.
Oh, okay.
I always,
especially in shows that are, like, take place in, like, other worlds, like non-human villains.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not just supernatural villains, but, like, a villain that doesn't have, like, a physical form, basically. I think that that makes a good villain concept.
Oh, he does.
He's, okay.
It's, I mean, with the Lich, it's complicated. There's a lot mm-hmm. there about that, but, mm-hmm.
If you're the Lich, tweet at us.
Please don't. So,
at
no,
the Lich.
What's really funny is that, no, when you just mentioned, like, other, like, series like this being in other worlds and stuff, but yeah. I'm like, the funny thing with Adventure Time is it actually is technically our world. It takes place on Earth. It's just, like...
Oh, way in the future? Is that...
It's like there was this warhead that essentially wiped out most of the Earth or something. I don't know. It's, like, a very post-apocalyptic thing, and then
mm-hmm.
it, like, the Earth transformed mm-hmm. afterwards. That's why Finn is, like, the last human, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But then in the later seasons, when they start doing, like, the miniseries and stuff, they do Islands, which is honestly the best out of all of them. Oh, I mean, yeah. Stakes is really good.
Yeah.
But, like, rating the miniseries, Islands is the best, Stakes is number two, and Elements is at the very bottom, because... That was just, I don't know what the hell was going on there.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. But in Islands, they actually show what happened to the humans.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very interesting story. I was just like, wow, this is very well put together.
Yeah.
Especially since the show in the earlier seasons doesn't really, like, I can tell they have a through line, but it doesn't have as much of a through line after, like, later on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, or it doesn't have, the first season in comparison to the later seasons doesn't have as much of a through line.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely take a lot of the stuff that they put in there and, like, incorporate it into what they want to, like, the story that they want to tell. But overall.
Yeah.
It's been quite the interesting series to watch unfold.
I just felt like I really love, I love the art style. I love all of, like, Pendleton Ward and, like, that sort of, like, group's art style.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all the ones that kind of came out of that. And that's what I, like, initially really liked when I was first watching it. Was just the, like, it was, like, very kiddish, but they would, like, do it really well, and that's another good example of, like, a cartoon that's, like, for kids, but also not, like, if you're an adult, or if you're, like, you know, whatever, you can follow it.
If you're an adult, or whatever.
Well, I was thinking, like, in between a kid and an adult, which is, like, I guess
an
a teenager.
Adolescent?
I don't know. I was like, I don't know.
If you know what is between a child and an adult, please let us know.
Tweet us. If you're the Lich, please.
Are you trying to die?
Yeah. So yeah, Adventure Time is a good watch, but I don't know. I don't want to watch that many seasons. I admire your dedication.
I don't even know where that dedication came from, honestly. Because, like...
just an urge.
No one I know watches Adventure Time like that, except for, like, one friend of mine, and uh-huh. then we had an off conversation about it, and I was saying, I'm like, oh, I haven't watched that. Because I think we were talking about Star Versus, and I was saying
oh, okay.
how much I like that, and I keep up with that.
Yeah.
Because she's my animated cartoon friend.
Gotcha.
Who watches damn near everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't watch as many cartoons. I guess I should have said that in the beginning of the episode, but I don't really watch as many cartoons these days. I have to, it's really weird, like, with me and cartoons and anime. Like, I have to be in the mood to watch them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what the mood is, but I have to be in it.
I have to be in it.
In it.
To win it.
Yeah.
Push it to the limit. Because I'm in it to win it. To win it. Oh, yeah. I'm just doing, like, a really spoken word of High School Musical songs.
Love it. come to our live performance of It's 2 a.m. where we just...
Do spoken word.
Do spoken word of High School Musical numbers.
It's really just more of, like, a dyslexic deaf poetry jam. Mm.
My other band name. Dyslexic Deaf Poetry Jam. Yeah, anything else about Adventure Time?
No, not really.
Do I ship this?
Hold. What's really funny is,
I think I was gonna go into Do I Ship This?
Oh, were you?
I was just gonna say Bubblegum Marceline, that's all.
I mean, yes. Yeah. And also Prince Bubblegum and Marshall Lee.
Oh, yeah.
I ship Bubblegum and Marceline and their gender bent alternatives.
Love it.
Because equality. Mm-hmm. In all universes, they belong together.
It's equality, don't give. Yeah, that's really all I have to say about Adventure Time, because, like I said, I have not seen, like, a good portion of it, but I do think it's a good show. I just think there's a lot of it.
Absolutely. What's really funny is the whole thing with Marceline and Princess Bubblegum, mm-hmm. and, like, I want to say it was, like, Natasha Alighieri.
Oh, love her.
But I
love her on Twitter. Natasha, please tweet at us. You are my favorite Twitter. Sometimes I go on her Twitter to just make myself feel better.
I mean, if you're listening to this, Natasha, I am a huge fan of Bee and Puffy Cat.
Daja, we love you.
But no, I'm not sure if it was, like, her who said it or something that was, like, essentially confirming that Marceline and Bubblegum were basically lesbians. Mm-hmm. Because, like, they never explicitly say it, or even, like, I don't know. They just, like, spend so much time in a lot of the series just, like, dancing around the topic, and it's just like, I mean, we can keep, like, pretending they're not, but okay. Because they're, like...
And then here comes Steven Universe, like, well, they're gay!
No, it's really funny, I mean, because they have, like...
Nobody ever says gay, but, you know.
It's very true. No, it's really funny because they have, like...
Can't say gay on television. All right, I'm sorry, what?
They have several hints of, them being in a relationship.
Oh, they're basically fully dating.
there's literally been posts I've seen where it's like them wearing the same outfits is like, this is the traveling sweater, or this shirt goes from this. Like, Marceline has it, and then Bubblegum has it, and then Marceline has it. And I'm just like, And then the episodes are like, they'll like note the episodes which are in chronological order, and I'm just like, welp. And then also, like, Marceline. Marceline's a vampire. She's Marceline the Vampire mm-hmm, Queen. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't drink blood.
Right.
Like everyone else.
She drinks red, yeah.
Yeah, she drinks the color red. And Bubblegum is pink. And there are certain times where Bubblegum is, like, distinctively paler than she usually is. And it's like...
I love that people be out here analyzing that.
I know, it's so funny.
That's amazing. And it's just I love, like, you, whoever you are.
They really pull out their lesbian magnifying glass.
Hey, sometimes we gotta, okay?
It's very true.
You gotta... queer lens, y'all. The queer lens.
It's like that episode of SpongeBob where he, like, points in the corner of, like, the commercial. Yeah, like, yeah, there yeah. I am!
There I am! There's your gay characters! Like, Mike Wazowski with the M logo on top of it. Here's the queer characters, y'all.
Sis do better.
Muffy Sis the cards.
I love that. Talk about... Okay,
talk
well...
Talk about a cartoon.
Okay, well, now we have to talk about Arthur.
I have nothing to say about Arthur other than Muffy Sis the cards.
How can you not have anything to say about Arthur? I have everything to say about Arthur.
Become a literal meme, like, in the past 5 years. Like, the entire show is now a meme, and it's just amazing.
I mean, I love that as well.
I just don't remember it. Like,
oh,
I remember watching it, but, like, could I tell you a plot point? No.
Well, I don't think there were any, like, they were all very, like, anthological. There we go, that's the word. Uh-huh. Anthological.
Well, you literally have a DW tattoo, so I guess you should speak on this one.
Yeah, well, I fucking love DW because she is the baddest.
She's iconic.
She is iconic. No, what's really funny is, like, when people will ask me, they're I have literally gotten messages on, like, gay dating apps where guys will ask me, they're just like, you have a tattoo of Doris Winifred, and I need to know why. And I was just like, why do you address her as Doris Winifred? Like, you, like, they say it as if they're her mom or something. I'm just like, her name is DW. We all call her DW. Why are you calling her by her biblical name? Like, are you trying to get her to turn back into, like, her true self or something?
Wait, have you gotten this message from multiple people?
Yeah, like.
Oh my god. If those men are out there, I would love to speak to you.
I mean, after they get their answer, they kind of just, like, disappear. So I'm just like, oh, you just wanted me for my commentary?
Chat's okay. Being ghosted on dating apps, y'all.
For my DW tattoo. Well, it's a conversation piece for a minute.
Well, you also have a Seto Kaiba tattoo. Why doesn't anybody ask you about that?
I feel like it's because it's so far down on my arm. That's kind of
yeah,
why.
I guess so. It's not very noticeable. Yeah. Yeah.
At least DW is, like, way up here.
How about Roger from...
American Dad?
American Dad.
No. Well, there's been, like, one or two people who've commented on it. They're just like, well...
Is that Roger?
Well, them and, like, a couple of friends, they were just like, is that Roger? And I'm like, yes. And I picked this specific one, which is Genevieve Vance.
I guess we could just quickly mention your love for American Dad and my, bemusement, I suppose, at that.
I mean, true.
And just, well, I just hate, what's his face?
Seth MacFarlane. Honestly, I don't know what, like, I used to watch Family Guy, like, way back, and I don't know, I'll, like, if it's on TV, like, on Adult Swim, I will watch it, but, yeah, I don't, like, actively seek it out, but... I love American Dad. I don't know what it is about that particular series that I love so much, but I love American Dad. Also, one of my favorite things that American Dad does is, well, one, Roger's many, many, many personas, but two, they always do a Christmas episode, and I love the Christmas episodes because they're all so ridiculous. Like, there's, it literally just, the whole arc of fucked up Christmases starts where Stan gets Steve a gun for Christmas, and then he tries to teach him how to, like, shoot it, and they try and shoot a snowman or whatever, and then accidentally kill Santa. And they think it's a mall Santa, but it's no, it's real Santa, and then after that, Santa has it in for them forever.
I think you just like these weird takes on Santa.
I mean, yes. I mean, they also do Krampus.
Ah, oh, love Krampus.
Yeah. It's really, my mom loves the more recent Krampus episode where, no, she actually loves all of the Krampus episodes, actually. Because there's, like, the one where he comes and takes Steve. And he's, like, singing, but it's, like, blues or something. It's like old school blues. It's very funny.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's such a delightful time, honestly. That show is just the gift that keeps on giving. I think there are two episodes that are, like, my absolute favorites, and I watch them constantly. Like, whenever I rewatch the series, I always look so forward to watching these episodes. One is Shallow Vows, and the other one is I think it's, like, the little horror house on Langley Street or something like that, but it's, like, their Halloween episode, because I think they only have, like, I think they only have that one, or there may be another one, but,
I love Halloween episodes of anything.
Me too. Well, Halloween's, like, best holiday.
Halloween is gay Christmas.
It truly is, because Christmas sucks.
But any show that does a Halloween episode, probably that's one of my favorite episodes of that show.
Absolutely.
So I'm with you on that. Yeah. No, I've never seen American Dad except for when
I'm watching it.
On, yeah.
Like when I'm watching it and you're in the room.
Yep, pretty much. But I have said this before. American Dad is to Family Guy what Futurama is to The Simpsons.
I agree with that.
It's just, like, the more weird underground, like, stepbrother.
Yeah, but...
But in some ways better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Honestly, I find a lot more relatability in, like, American Dad. Like, all of the characters, yeah. At some point, I relate to them, but I relate to Roger the most.
Mm.
Especially with his mini personas.
You're an alien who lives in an attic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As we all are.
I'm an alien who lives in an attic. I am also a housewife who does... Oh my god. Like, the random storylines they have for Francine are so funny, where she's just like... There was one episode where it was just like, Francine steals money from your wallet every month. And she's like, they're like, what? And she's just like, I do steal it. And she's like, for what? And she's like, drugs. I steal it for drugs, okay? And I love that. There's like a whole storyline or a whole underlying arc where it's like, Francine does drugs. Francine also used to be like, basically a thot before she got married.
Oh my god.
She, steals stuff, everyone's, like, shoplifts, and there's another one, too. I forget what it is. They're just all so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like how you're just making a funny face at me. Like...
I'm not trying to. I'm genuinely listening to you. I just don't know what you're talking about, so I'm like, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. That's the face of, like, complete disconnect.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm disassociating just a tiny little bit right now.
Oh, yeah. But it's great. It's delightful. One day I'm just gonna... Actually, we should just do an episode where, like, beforehand, I sit you down and I make you watch a couple episodes and we'll talk about them.
No, thank you.
See, you say that, but then you're gonna watch them and laugh.
I mean, but will I enjoy myself is the question. No, we've already...
But God, at what cost?
No, we've already committed to an episode about watching something that is terrible, so...
That's true.
Look forward to that one, because...
It's coming.
It's gonna be a shit
job. Coming your way.
Yeah, definitely. Were there any other cartoons?
I mean, we kind of have to revisit Arthur because we didn't finish talking about it.
I have nothing to say about Arthur.
Okay, well, I'll go
back. I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I used to read the books when I was a kid,
pure and wonderful, yeah.
Did you ever read the books?
Probably one or two, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I remember having the book D.W. The Picky Eater, I think.
Uh-huh. And that one sounds familiar to me, so yeah.
Well, because I used to read that and, like, Franklin.
Oh, Franklin.
That theme song is so
funny.
You
said, you put a kibosh on me talking about my childhood ones, and now you're like, hey guys, remember Franklin?
I mean, we'll talk about it another time, but
I wanted to talk about Billy and Mandy, and he said, no, we're going to talk about Franklin, the turtle.
That is not what happened.
We're going to talk about Little Bear.
Who the fuck watched Little Bear? I watched, like, maybe a couple episodes of Little Bear. See, now we're getting way out of
it. Hey, guys, remember Caillou?
Fuck Caillou. That is all I have to say about that. Fuck Caillou. Everyone who's been on the internet knows Caillou is a little shit. And anybody who tries to say that Caillou isn't, does not understand that show. He's always a dick to his little sister for no reason. He's just a little bald bastard who's just
little
going
bald
around.
Bitch.
He's just going around just being a dick. And they're like, each day I grow some more, I'm like, fuck you. They should have left you at the goddamn fire station.
Oh my god. What a strong opinion on a children's show.
Your mother should have swallowed.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah, I really didn't like Caillou. I mean, okay, if I was gonna watch a fucking PBS show, it was gonna be Cyber Chase.
Oh, love Cyber Chase. That's some great shit right there.
Well, yeah, now we're gonna have to do an episode on nostalgic cartoons, where we just talk about cyberspace for an hour and a half.
Cyberspace. Guys, go watch Cyberspace.
If you don't remember that from PBS Kids, you were not living.
That's true. Any other cartoons?
I kind of still want to go back to
Arthur. Oh my god, okay, fine. Fucking talk about Arthur then.
Keep going back to Arthur.
You started on Franklin, and I was like,
Every time you say Franklin, I just hear like the FR and I immediately think Friends, and I'm just like, is she gonna start talking about
Friends? Yeah, I'm gonna start talking about Friends. I literally have only talked about it one episode, and also you brought it up earlier.
It's true.
Okay, talk about Arthur.
But yeah, with Arthur, it's just great.
Oh my god!
No, like, some of the best parts of Arthur are literally just the random character. Like, I feel like the only characters that ever stood out in my mind from Arthur are the female characters, like,
oh, yeah.
D.W., Muffy, Francine,
yeah.
Who's clearly a lesbian.
She was the Peppermint Patty of their group.
Absolutely. another one who weirdly stands out in my mind is, like, Mr. Ratburn.
Oh, yeah. He was a great teacher, principal.
He was their sassy gay teacher.
He was their teacher, right? Not their principal.
Yeah, he was their teacher, but he was 1,000% gay.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I mean, he has a lisp, I swear.
Oh, I don't remember.
He's just like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, well, he talks with too much proper diction, so he must be a homosexual.
Blah, 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 blah.
Everyone knows that homosexuals only speak in proper diction.
It's true. You almost went into, like, Maximilian Pegasus there. That's what that reminded me
of. You know,
Speaking of homosexuals, I
always want to go back to Maximilian Pegasus. I think it's just because I want to be him.
He died. Get
him. I mean,
let's let it go.
There's a lot of people that die in that series, apparently. I remember.
Like, just like, and like the dub is just like, oh, they passed for a minute, like,
he was just back. Yeah, because
no, he's fucking dead.
They bring him back and then they're just like, oh no, in the Japanese version he's like, no, he's just full dead. They're like,
he died.
In the Japanese version, the Shadow Realm doesn't exist. They just die.
It's true. You just die.
This is like, oh, they're trapped in the Shadow Realm. No, what's really confusing is they're like, oh, they're trapped in the Shadow Realm, and I'm like, okay, question.
Chad, we can't go into Yu-Gi-Oh! Because it'll be another 2.5 hours.
True. All right. Because there's just so many things. Like, we just need to dedicate an entire episode to Yu-Gi-Oh!
I think we do.
I mean, does that need to be the next episode where we just talk
about Yu-Gi-Oh!
We just segue directly into Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, just to wrap up Arthur. It's great. My favorites are the women and Mr. Ratburn.
Yeah.
My favorite quote from Arthur is definitely when DW's just like, she asked Francine, she's like, when are you going to go home and stop bothering us? And I was like, yes.
She's so relatable.
She really is.
So relatable.
Like, when she's just like, how'd you get square balloons? She was like, oh, I just blow square breaths. And then she's just like, what the fuck? Or the one where they go visit the White House and she's just like, oh, look, another closed door.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, we could have just stayed at home and locked each other out of the bathroom.
Oh, God. I love in cartoons where there's, like, you know, like, anomalies, and then there's, like, always that one character that's, like, pointing out the anomalies, and it's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's also the, there's like, also
fourth
the
fourth wall breaking, I guess.
There's also that weird thing about Arthur where Arthur has that pet dog, Pal.
Yeah.
It's like, you're an aardvark.
Yeah, but he's a talking aardvark.
Yeah, but
in this post-apocalyptic, think about it like Adventure Time. It's a post-apocalyptic world, and some animals talk and some do not, and that is the division.
Yeah, but does that immediately put them in a line of subservience? Like,
absolutely.
I like how you're like, you guys don't see her face, but it's like so like, yes, definitive, like that is it. It's very funny how definitive her face is.
Like, how are you even asking that question?
I mean, it's
like,
very
yes, funny. They walk on two legs, they fucking wear clothes, they talk. They are the dominant species.
It's very like Pluto and Goofy.
Yeah, again, Pluto did not talk. Goofy did. And wore clothes and walked.
Yeah, I just don't understand how that happened. Well, but that's a question for another day.
It's a cartoon. That'll
be on our next podcast where it's basically Mythbusters.
Mythbusters about cartoons.
And it's just any TV mystery where I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my god. That would be a good one. I have a lot of questions. just in general.
But yeah, I think that about sums it up for animated shows for now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely could talk, a ton about, you know, Invader Zim and Billy and Mandy and, like, those sort of...
Oh, these are all going
that
in...
That era,
these are all going in part two.
Yeah, but...
Whenever we come back to this topic.
Definitely we'll have a part two about cartoons, because there's a lot to unpack.
There will be multiple parts about this, and there will be multiple parts when we decide to do anime, because...
Yeah.
That is an endless topic, honestly. I'm constantly...
Feel like we could also split that into nostalgia. And...
I guess, you know but what I mean? I also watch a lot of recent ones, too. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we both watch My Hero Academia.
Yeah, because you
I did force that on you.
No, I watched it.
Yeah, but after I strongly suggested
it. Yeah, true. Yeah, I guess tweet at us.
Absolutely.
Hashtag stay woke 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Hashtag no fact checking. let us know what your favorite cartoons were and are, and any recommendations. I mean, this whole podcast is basically us recommending stuff.
Yeah, so you should recommend stuff to us.
Yes.
Because,
yeah.
Because if
we haven't seen it, that's amazing. Between the two of us, if we have not seen it.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
And if you suggested, one of us will probably watch it.
Exactly.
Most likely me.
Yeah,
I
probably.
Feel.
Because I'm too busy watching, like, house shows to, like, catch up on current television. That's what I'm doing.
Tiny House.
Tiny House Hunters on Hulu. Guys, watch it. But yeah, next episode, I think, though, is going to be...
Underrated comedies. Absolutely.
One of my fave genres of all time.
It's going to be a fun time.
So, tune in for that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for coming into our little corner.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum,
bam. That's a good outro.
Thank you.
Also, stay woke, 8-year-olds.
Stay woke, 8-year-olds.